Welcome to Tech Bytes, your weekly dose of tech news, insights, and everything in between. I'm Willard, and in each episode, we bring you the latest updates, breakthroughs, and conversations happening in the world of technology. Whether you are a seasoned tech enthusiast or just curious about how technology shapes our world, we've got something for you. So sit back, plug in, and let's dive into today's topic. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode on Tech Bytes, which is a weekly podcast. And we, on this episode, we're going to be talking about something that has been taking Zimbabwe by storm, especially in the era of ride hailing. And that's our topic for today, ride hailing in Zimbabwe. We're going to be talking about the technology. We're going to be talking about the players that are in the market, as well as those who are yet to enter into the market. And on the show, once again, I have last week's guest, Mudiyo Mandivenga. How are you, man?
I don't like that intro, Willard. I need a little bit more energy about this topic because this is something I'm passionate about.
Yeah, he's an in-drive driver. So welcome. On this episode, we've got one of the drivers with the most rides.
Nice to be here.
Yeah.
And as you heard later, in drive, Mza hesitated to drag a ride drunk. Last week.
Yeah. Last week we spoke about the news that were trending. We talked about Starlink, we talked about even the new Copilot pages. But this week we want to talk about something that has been on everyone's lips. In drive wind. Don't you? Windy. Vaya, yeah. And so forth. We understand there are many players in this ride-hailing space.
Mm-hmm.
So for what is your understanding of the marketplace for such applications in Zimbabwe and Africa at large?
I think from a driver's perspective, InDrive coming in was a big, big, big hit on the market. It was a big hit because usually, I think in growing up, I remember when I quit a taxi, as compared to Munakutora Kombi, because I'll take going from Avondale to Westgate, Banbashda $5. Whereas if you take a Kombi, 30 cents, 50 cents, or Watoshika Waruda went. So an InDrive came in, it changed the game. Because InDrive, that same trip, yakta $2. You know, that created. So I'd like to say, before InDrive came into Zimbabwe, in Harare specifically, there was a market share for taxi rides and ride hailing, but InDrive coming in increased it by a big margin, because the normal person who wouldn't want to put $5 in was willing to risk $2. That increased the market share of those rides, and especially for the applications. So essentially, I think that would also flow into an Octotinga DAT, just for the simple method of getting transport.
Okay. Interesting perspective there on what the introduction of these ride hailing apps have done to the economy. And from that same position, do you think that having players, international players like your InDrive, like your Ride and so forth, what do you think is the impact really on the local players like your Vaya, like your Toda, like your Windy and so forth?
I think it took them down. I'm being honest with you, Willard. These guys, if you looked at their prices, if you looked at Windy prices, you look at the Vaya prices, they're a bit high based off of them banking on each other. So if you looked at a Windy was slightly cheaper. Could you buy back to $5? You to $4. But one thing I've picked out from even being a driver is it's easier for the customer sometimes to use Vaya or Windy based off of the fact that they can pay in local currency. Whereas with InDrive and any other foreign entity, you can't do that. So they're still in the game, but it's taken a large hit on them, especially in pricing.
Just off that point, the fact that there are the players who are having to charge in Forex, and then there are the local players who are forced to mark their prices in local currency. Do you think the playing ground is fair? Because it then means that there's someone else who's remitting their tax in RTGS, or who has to deal in Zimbabwean dollars, whilst there are others who are allowed to, you know, operate using the USD and still not remit, you know. What does that then mean in terms of even the local ZWG currency? One, for the market, two, for the tax person, and number three, for the other local players who are strictly going to be using ZWG.
Yeah. Honestly speaking, it's not fair. It's not fair. They're fighting a losing battle. But if you look at it this way, InDrive for the past year or 2 years has been operating isn't that charging my drivers. Like, you'd get onto the app, you get a ride, you complete your ride, and you get your money cash in hand. Now they've started where I think they're taking 10% from the fare off the ride, meaning their prices essentially should have gone up. But them being a foreign entity, they're not doing that, which is still taking a hit on Via, because at the end of the day, Via is going to base its prices based off of the tax it's also going to pay. And now that's not a fair game. But coming from a customer perspective, I'd be happy to gladly take an InDrive. Based on the truck, my US dollars, I could buy InDrive.
$2 But there are the negative effects of this whole, you know, setup. Because number one, we used to have those taxi drivers who would charge $10 and they would make a living out of it.
True.
But now you've got this new ride-hailing app that is demanding the driver to take a ride. Or a customer, really, a passenger who is willing to offer $4 for the same trip. And then out of that $4, 10% is going to go to the platform provider who is InDrive or your Via or your rider or whatever. And then out of the remaining $2 or $3, ndopane mari da kugadzirisa mota, ndopane profit yakena. So in essence, like, it's a community service type of service. And for you to actually make money, you need to take as many trips so that you can cover for you know, for that. But maybe overly, what, where do you think these ride-hailing apps will be when Uber eventually joins in?
Yeah, that's a tricky conversation, Willard, because if you look at right now, I keep mentioning InDrive. InDrive is a standalone application. How they penetrated the market is not something, it's not a business model a lot of people have used. If you look at the business model, yeah, Windy, AFI, it's similar. So I can tell you from being a driver, I can tell you that for Via and for Windy, you need to pay money as a driver when you join to get credits in order to do trips. With InDrive, you don't need to. Ungo tumira license yako ne picture wa kutoita ma trips. Now, when you look at the system Uber has, I'm not sure if you've used an Uber before,
yeah, yeah.
But if you look at the system they have, it's similar to what Via and Windy does as well. So when they come in, they might come in as a foreign entity, but their prices might match up to what we currently have in this economy. InDrive just came in as a single entity that was looking to market its product.
So this is quite a huge topic. I feel we need to have another part, like a second part and the third part, so that we can then look at each individual ride-hailing app in detail. For instance, we can then look at the advertising, how they are advertising their
true,
product
true,
and
true.
Why others are going for a ride-hailing app A and not for B. Anyway, guys, again, it's been Tech Bytes, and this has been Willard, and I was in conversation with Ranga. Thank you again, and see you next time.
All right, folks, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech Bytes. Thanks for tuning in and staying informed with us. If you really enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe on all our platforms and leave us a review. It really helps us to grow. Don't forget to follow us also on social media at Tech Bytes Africa for more updates and behind-the-scenes content. Until next time, this has been Tech Bytes, where technology gets simplified one byte at a time. Till next time, like I said, stay current.